Module 11, Auditing Corporate Behavior. Understanding and developing a corporate behavior is a fantastic feat. I am sure at this point you would like nothing more than to relax and bask in the glory of what you have created. Unfortunately, there will be little time for that. You have to evaluate and possibly revise your corporate behavior. This world is ever-changing and so is your company. It's time to make sure what you implemented is working or still relevant and change what needs to be changed. Affirm ethical behavior. The first step is to affirm that your company is utilizing ethical behavior. What does that mean? Basically, just check and make sure your company and its employees are still being ethical. If you do your investigation and find out that there are issues in this department, you may want to revise some of your policies. Ethical behavior is very important in a business, not only for the employees but to the customers also. What are some ways you can check up on ethical behavior? Follow up on employee and customer complaints, make sure that the company is providing what it promises. Investigate and review reported incidents. Investigating incidents like safety and harassment is the next step to making sure your corporate behavior program is working. This is the time where it is very important to utilize your human resources team. If you see there are a large number of incidents in a particular department or because of a recurring theme, it may be an indication that you need to revise some of your policies. It's important to know what is going on in the company, which is the only way you can change things for the better. Determine progress. After you have reviewed all of the information, you need to evaluate the progress your new behavior program has made. Reviewing progress is important to see if you are implementing the correct changes. Finding out that 38% of your staff quit their job after implementing the changes in policies may indicate that your policies are too tough. Noticing no change may indicate that you need to make the policies more specific. Share your results with your supervisors. They may have insight on what can be done to further the progress of the company. Get employee feedback and revise. The last two steps are, in my opinion, the most important. You want to get your employees' feedback on the program. They are the ones who have to follow the behavior guides. They should be able to express how they feel about them. Employee feedback can be gained in several different ways, including, but not limited to, surveys and one-on-one interviews. During this time, you should also be gathering the employee's suggestions on improvement. Remember that Rome wasn't built in a day, and it wasn't built by one person. Input from others is always important. The last step is to revise the plan. There is no point in gathering all of the results and feedback and not change what is broken. You should always be striving to make behavior better. If something isn't working, then a change is necessary. Case study. Kayla has implemented her corporate behavior program, and it seems to be going well. After 6 months, she decides it's time to review the progress. She assumes everything is going well because she hadn't heard any complaints. Kayla expects the results to reflect what a great job she did. She doesn't anticipate needing to change anything. She gets with her team and does her research. She finds that many of her policies are not as effective as she thought. Some of them are vague, and the employees don't seem to understand what they are supposed to be doing. The employees are unhappy because they are more confused now than they ever have been about the behaviors they are to exhibit.